Hi, I'm Jeff Eisner with the Michigan District, and welcome to the podcast. Today, Rob Casper is joined by Carol Koch and Joel Zander, who are from Faith in Grand Blanc. Rob is, of course, our Director of Leadership Development in the district, and he leads the discussion as we explore how we get spiritual influencers in the Michigan District to raise awareness for full-time church work.
Hey, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me, Carol and Joel. Let's have a word of prayer as we get started today on this time of conversation about raising up more church workers, all right? Father in heaven, thank you so much for today. We pray your blessing on us as we have this conversation. May we be encouraged. May we be used by you to be encouragers of others. Father, you've said through your son, Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Pray the Lord of the harvest to send workers into your harvest field. Lord, we ask that you would use each of us as instruments of your grace in the lives of others in your harvest field, but also to raise up more and more full-time church workers and to be equipped in various ways, in various capacities. So may this time together of conversation be useful for you in your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
Well, Carol, thank you for joining me in this. We're inviting you to speak into this as a member of our Young Leaders Task Force here in Michigan District. Tell us, how did you get interested in this endeavor to get more and more news out to raise up more church workers?
Yeah, I've always been involved with the youth at church, working with them, teaching classes, helping plan events. And when I went to the Synodical Convention and we were talking about, I was learning more about Set Apart to Serve, I got really excited, about the prospect of being able to impact that, to work on it. And I looked at our own congregation and what a fertile field of youth that we have that are so strong in their faith. And so I watched the town hall launch in September and to get information about what this was about, where we were trying to go with it. And I looked at all the resources on the website for Set Apart to Serve. And I thought, now I want to get this going in our church. You know, this is not something we can wait on. So I contacted the district office. Lori put me in touch with you, and the rest is kind of history. You asked me to be on it, and I was more than happy to be involved because it's just something I'm passionate about, keeping these kids in the faith and hopefully leading them to a place where they can be leaders of the faith.
Right. And this is at Faith Grand Blanc, Faith Lutheran Church in Grand Blanc, and your partner in ministry there on staff is Joel Zander, and you've invited him to be a part of our conversation today also. Joel, what's your background and what's your story? How did you get involved in full-time church work, and what's your role there at Faith?
My dad was a pastor. And I knew that I did not want to be a pastor, not because of him, but I just didn't feel like that was the thing to do, to follow my dad. But I also didn't want to be a school teacher because I really just didn't like going to school. My mom said one day I was in high school, and she said, "I think you'd make a good DCE." And I was like, "No way! That's like both of them at the same time." But God's sense of humor rules, and so. So it was my last year in high school, and I was really having a lot of fun with our youth ministry. And I thought, man, I wish I could do this the rest of my life. This is great. And so the rest is history. I did go to Concordia, St. Paul, Minnesota. And then later on, I realized as I'm serving in the church that what I really need to do is to figure out how to best partner with parents in order to effectively minister to teens to get their faith to mature, to flourish, and to stick. And so then I did a family life degree at Concordia in Nebraska as well.
Okay, so So we share Concordia, St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm a graduate from there as well. Praise God for them. And yes. Then Nebraska for your master's in family life. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
That's great. Great. So tell me, Joel, you mentioned something that was, I think, really hits right on our focus and the importance of the role of not only full-time church workers like yourself or like your father and your mother, but also the influence that you've learned that the parents have. And so our focus really needs to be, as we encourage one another, tell our story about how the Lord called us and how he's working in us and through us, but also to influence other spiritual influencers, to influence their students. So, Carol, as you've worked with Joel, tell me some of the things that you've done with Joel at your congregation to support, encourage, and help him to raise up awareness for full-time church work.
Well, one of the things that Joel and I are currently working on is a mentoring program for our confirmation students. I feel that, and I know Joel, I'm sure agrees, that they need a connection to people outside of their peer group. I like to see things go across generations, you know, connections. And one of the points I made to Joel that he wrote down on his pad was, I want youth to be able to walk into our coffee fellowship time and be able to go up to an adult that isn't their parents, isn't their peers' parents, and isn't staff, and feel comfortable in a conversation with them, have a connection to other people. And I think when you can connect them to the community of faith there, it helps them possibly see how they fit into it. And so that's one of the things that Joel and I are working on to launch this fall. Also, we have talked about promoting Trinity time and trying to get youth to go to that at Concordia, because I feel very strongly they'll have more of a connection to church work if they can see themselves at the university.
Joel, how's that going? How's that mentoring program coming together as you think about that for this fall?
Well, we are at the beginning of it. So what's really one of the really great things, though, is that it's not an entirely new thing to faith. That was probably going to be new to the students and their parents. But it's something that Carol has done in the past. And so then with that experience, I really anticipate we're going to build something really neat. Our target is specifically seventh and eighth grade students. And like Carol said, to be able to connect them with, I'm borrowing words from Sticky Faith, the Christian caring adults, and to connect them with Christian caring adults that they can go to in time of need or celebration, that they can be encouraged by in their faith first, but then if God is leading that way, then how they can serve the Lord, whether it's in professional church work or in their church, how they can be in service to Jesus.
Great. And we can serve the Lord in any number of ways outside of full-time church work. We can be, you don't need to be a professional DCE or a pastor or a teacher in one of our Christian day schools or preschools or something like that, administrator, other deaconess. There are a lot of different ways to serve. However, just to have that conversation, what's it mean to be a child of God? What's it mean to be a servant of Jesus Christ in response to his rich mercy? And that's true for all of us. We're to be a nation of priests, a kingdom of priests for our God. That's the priesthood of all believers. And God then calls from that group who've been sensitized and been aware of the call of God on their life to serve in the name of Jesus and to minister to people. Some of them will be called to expand their education and dive deeper and be called then into specific areas of ministry like you have, Joel. or like I have as a pastor in our church body. So it's not like this is for everybody, but everybody is called by God to be in service and equipped in various ways, and some are going to be set apart to serve in a unique way. And so the idea of set apart to serve really rings true in the body of Christ. One of the things that we've talked about in our task force, and Carol, you mentioned set apart to serve in our task force. Really, one of the things is to get that into our congregations and to help congregations make use of the materials. We talked about at our last meeting, hey, we need to have some conversation starters. Well, if you're going to have conversations with youth, they have some great conversation starters provided in the materials of Set Apart to Serve that are somewhat age appropriate for parents with their children, also pastors and or peers. So have you looked at some of those, Carol or Joel? Have you looked at some of the materials for Set Apart to Serve with regard to conversation starters?
I've actually read through most of the resources that were available. They laid it out as, you know, these are for pastors, these are for church workers, parents, lay people, but much of it overlaps. It's similar with just a couple of tweaks for the church workers to use. And it's a place to start. You know, some people just aren't comfortable with talking to kids. And so through this mentoring program with them handwriting notes, it starts a connection that's not necessarily face-to-face, but it also gives us good little, I don't want to say blurbs, but, you know, verbiage to use in writing those notes and maybe spur some thoughts of how they can encourage kids toward church work to stay strong in their faith, first of all, and then develop a relationship from there.
Great. Joel, anything to add to that?
Yeah. Parents are very, very busy these days and running kids around, and to be able to give them tools, hands-on tools that they can use at a moment's notice, pull out of their pocket. I realize I think one of the best places, this is a little awkward, but one of the best places to have a conversation with a student is when you're driving them from point A to point B, which you can't read that conversation starter while you're driving. But, you know, if there's a way to work that into conversations at a mealtime or to memorize one question for that car ride, then it gives tools to parents to be able to use those, and they don't have to come up with it on their own.
That's a great idea. And they are a captive audience in the car. If we can get the earbuds off, how do we
do that? I was just going to say that.
Because quite frankly, when I'm in the car, you know, I've got it tuned in to a podcast that I want to listen to, and I'm usually in the car alone, or my wife and I have agreed on a podcast or a set of music or something. But I can only imagine what it would be like with a student in the car with me to engage in that conversation. Could be fun. Hey, as you think about that, Joel, just share with me, you mentioned how important it is from your perspective as a full-time church worker working with students, junior and senior high, to engage with parents to kind of have this holistic focus on, it's not, you know, don't drop your, you can't just drop the students off and expect the church to, quote, you know, Christianize my kids, right? So how do we engage parents without shaming them?
I think inviting and encouraging and providing resources, simple tools that they can use. Something that has driven a large section of my ministry is a little phrase that I keep saying to myself and to others: growing closer to Jesus every day, a few minutes at a time. And so what are those tools that can be used to help the student to grow closer to Jesus, or to apply that principle? What are some things that what are the tools that we can provide parents with to be able to encourage their student to think about how they might serve the Lord, whether in church or as a full-time church worker? And When we can do that and let them be able to have conversations here and there a few minutes at a time, it's a lot less burdensome for both the parent and the student. And I think then Jesus takes that kind of thing, and when it's a consistent sort of a message, then it becomes part of their everyday life instead of just at church or just in the car. But it's something that becomes part of the way that they're thinking too. And applying, you know, I like, for me, growing closer to Jesus is paramount. But if you apply these tools from Set Apart to Serve, the conversation starters in that way, then I think that could go a long ways.
Great. And you know, having raised a couple kids myself, and I think Carol and Joel, you can probably chime in on this as well. I can ask questions that I know that I know what their answer should be. Okay, and that's a closed question, and doesn't invite conversation. And they know me, and they know what I expect their response to be. Right. So they're either it's going to be a fight, or it's going to be, you know, they're just acquiesce and give me the answer I want, and it's not really a growth opportunity. Carol, as you've raised some great kids, and as you've worked with students, what are some ways that you can ask questions that are that become discussion questions, where you feel comfortable in your own skin as a child of God, and you're trying to mentor someone else, especially your own child? How do we phrase that, or how do we choose to do that?
Well, one of the things is to listen to them when you're, you know, really listen, because they have so many challenges out there right now, so many worldviews pulling them in different directions. And, you know, as pleased as I am with the way things have turned out, it's not that I didn't have challenges with my kids. And, you know, they reach a point where they start to question their faith. You know, do I really need to go to church? Do I really need to go to all these Bible studies and stuff? I'd rather hang out with my friends and watch a TV show, you know. And so talking to them, just, you know, some of the things I did was, you know, stand firm and be an example. You know, as far as questions to kids, you know, maybe having them have input on the events, on the Bible studies, that kind of thing, so that they feel that they have ownership of these things. And, you know, that's something we used to do with some of the youth events, is sit down and talk with the kids, with their parents, and say, you know, how do we get this going? And I think faith does a good job of bringing kids in to learn how to serve, because as parents, we need to model that. And, you know, we have our VBS runs through fifth grade, and then we start bringing our middle schoolers in to work in the classroom with the kids, with the adults and so forth. So I think it's really looking at them not as, we need to look at them as very capable, growing, faithful adults almost, you know, and guiding them in those directions, giving them those opportunities to serve.
Great, thanks. Our time is just about up, but Joel, I want to invite you to speak into that as well from your perspective.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I agree with Carol. Listening is really important. And as a parent, one of the things that I have really valued doing, especially this year, is I've added praying for my boys as they leave the house into our morning routine. And that has been a huge blessing, I think. And I think what it shows them is that I am listening, that I do care. And then when I pray for whatever, I mean, it might be something they told me the night before or that morning that's on their mind, that they're worried about, and I include it in a little prayer. And I think that it shows that, again, that we care for them, and that Jesus loves them and is with them. Even when they go to a public school, they can still have Jesus with them in that comfort and knowing they're not alone.
Excellent. Thank you so much, friends. And we are strongly encouraging whoever's listening to this, that if they're a spiritual you know, influencer, and I think we all are, but especially our peers as parents and church workers speaking into the lives of especially junior high and senior high students, that Trinity time is coming up. That's for high school students at Concordia University Ann Arbor this summer. Also, we have our junior high gathering this summer. It's actually a different time this year, so it doesn't bang up against everything else that happens the first week in June. But it's going to be at the end of, I think it's the end of July, isn't it? Yeah, the last week in July.
Yeah, July 30th through August 1st.
Yeah, so sign up early and sign up everybody. And Carol, to your point, you know, hey, I want to spend time with my friends. The student says, I said, okay, bring your friends with you, you know, bring your friends with you as we have this event or we share in this study or we have this conversation or we go to this mentor meeting. That would be awesome.
Yeah. And our kids have been the best evangelists we've had. You know, they do tend to bring their friends to youth events and stuff. And just trying to keep that connection, let them know they can bring people in, but keep that core group of friends that are their peers.
Great. Again, Joel and Carol, thank you so much. Joel, would you lead us out in prayer? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, happy to. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for all of the parents, all the faith influencers who are out there listening to this, and ask that you would give them an extra special sense of your blessing and encouragement today and the days to come as they seek to put things we talked about into practice. And that they would be encouraged by that and see you at work in their lives and in the lives of the people they interact with. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. God bless you both.